today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, October 16th edition. The Michigan Association of County Clerks, MACC, M-A-C-C, voted unanimously on a resolution opposing the ranked choice voting ballot measure that's being circulated by Rank Michigan Vote. Rank MI Vote. The MACC resolution says that the Rank My Vote proposal, quote, directly and substantially alters the administration of elections in Michigan, placing new and complex responsibilities on the clerks and their teams, and thus requires careful evaluation from those charged with carrying it out. It also says that since federal, state, county, city, township, school, and other questions are on the same ballot in Michigan, ranked choice voting would complicate ballots, add inconsistency, voter confusion, voter fatigue, and ballot marking errors. See, not just candidates, where you have your first choice, your second choice, your third choice. You're not actually voting for just one person. You're ranking them in your preferred ranking of choice. Well, when you're dealing with some federal, state, county, city, township, school, other questions, all being on the same ballot, how does the tabulators compare regular counting of yes or no on a millage proposal, for example? Increasing property taxes to build a new jail, yes or no? But then on the same ballot, you would have to rank choice multiple candidates running for a certain office, perhaps in a primary. Or perhaps multi-party candidates like we're going to have next year for governor. We're going to have a Republican nominee, a Democrat nominee, and of course, Mike Duggan running as an independent. The story goes on to say, under ranked choice voting, a voter would rank their preferences for candidates in the order of their preference. The ballots would be counted in an instant runoff format. Candidates recording the fewest votes would be knocked out for consideration. For voters who supported that candidate, their next choice would then be counted in the next round of voting. Well, a statement from MACC says the organization rarely takes positions on ballot questions, but felt compelled so strongly to urge voters to oppose this one. Michigan voters are used to knowing who won an election in a timely manner, so it's incredibly important that we're able to report accurate, unofficial results on election night, said Kent County Clerk Lisa Posmus-Lyons. Determining a winner will take drastically longer under ranked choice voting. Delayed results would erode the public's trust by fueling uncertainty and misinformation. The MACC statement also says that when implemented elsewhere, ranked choice voting has led to week-long delays in election results, which could lead to diminished voter confidence and provide opportunities for confusion or misinformation in the meantime. Well, one of the biggest things we saw in other states back in the 2020 election, when they took days to come up with their results, they did ballot stuffing. Ballots were found. Ballots were turned in late. Well, we got to count these now that we got them. Completely changing the outcome of some of those elections. Well, the other problem with this ranked choice voting ballot proposal, the state of Michigan uses three different voting system vendors: HART, ESNS, and Dominion, which require results to be reconciled centrally by the state. Local county clerks and their board of canvassers would no longer be in charge of reconciling the election. Also included in their statement is the concerns that recounts and even audits under ranked choice voting would be more complex and time consuming. It says the process depends on multiple rounds of computerized vote reallocations rather than a paper ballot count. Implementing ranked choice voting would require Michigan clerks to administer multiple voting systems, would require additional training, new tabulation equipment, expensive voter education campaigns, and specialized software to do the counting and recounting of the ballots. And if only some races on the ballot require ranked choice voting or not at all, that would mean the voter would need to understand two different sets of voting requirements, two different sets of directions, and how to use them. Absolutely going to be amazing. So, again, if somebody approaches you with a clipboard and wants you to sign a petition, when you ask them, what is this about? If they say RCV or ranked choice voting in any way, shape, or form, or they try to give you a soft sidestep explanation, ask to see the summation paragraph at the top. If it starts off in any way, shape, or form, this is the ballot proposal that would adopt ranked choice voting methods in the state of Michigan, hand them the clipboard back and say, thank you very much, but no thank you. I'm not interested. Do not sign it. This has been tried in Alaska and other states, and it has completely failed. So do not sign this particular ballot proposal in any way, shape, or form. And as a matter of fact, if you want to ask the circulator, why are you circulating this? Do you truly understand it? Do you truly understand that it's been tried in other states and has failed miserably? Why would you want to help try to do this in our beautiful state of Michigan? If they hear enough people question them that way, they may decide to stop circulating the petition and go home. Very, very, very simple. So we'll continue to follow this, but 83 county clerks, making up the Michigan Association of County Clerks, voted unanimously. Not one, including, I believe, 16 Democrat county clerks in the state of Michigan. So don't sign it. Actually challenge the circulator. Why are you doing this? Do you even understand it? Do you know that this has been tried in other states and it failed miserably? Alaska had it. They ran a couple elections on it. Then they got rid of it. That simple. One short story. I think I can get it in right now. Subcommittee met for 26 hours on legislative earmarks. The House hearings on legislative directed spending in the House admittedly was tedious, according to the chair, Nancy Jenkins Arno, Republican from Clayton. The House Appropriations Labor and Economic Development Subcommittee said it actually was a good thing overall. Well, according to the minutes kept by the subcommittee's meetings and secretaries, not including time spent at ease, the subcommittee met for 26 hours and 14 minutes to take testimony on the LDSI requests, spanning six meetings that ran from July 23rd through October 1st. Jenkins Arno said the idea of transparency in the budget-making process is a very good thing for the people of the state of Michigan. And it's actually a good thing for the taxpayers and as well as the legislators to be able to see details on the spending, whose name is attached to it, and where will the money go. We're not hiding what we're spending our money on. We're going to put it right out there in the open so everybody can be aware of what we're spending their taxpayer dollars on. Jenkins Arno said the hearings were long, but she was honored to hear from legislators, stakeholders, and people from the public, speaking both for and against certain spending in our budget. It was long, it was tedious, but in the end, actually, it was good. And I was honored to be able to do that. This year's labor economic development budget is $690 million less than it was last year. Taxpayers might not necessarily notice or feel the reduction, but they'll see a lot of cuts. They cut phantom jobs, and they even adjusted the Pure Michigan funding campaign. Final segment of hour number two. We're going to wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about earmarks, talking about transparency, talking about things that were cut out of the budget. Yesterday, the Senate Appropriations Committee approved bills that would enshrine the transparency and disclosures into state law. Any of these legislative earmarks, any type of request for money would be now under her Senate bill, Senator Sarah Anthony, Senate Bill 596, would prohibit any of these dollars going for nonprofit or, excuse me, for-profit entities or even nonprofits unless there is complete and full disclosure. Disclosure as to who the recipient is, who's the sponsor of the earmark, the dollar amount, the purpose, the location, and what is the money going to be used for, and what exactly will it do? Why haven't we been operating this way for years? This is all of a sudden now new things that are going to be required by law for earmarks. All these years, since 1837, you're telling me that basically politicians, state representatives, state senators can put in the budget all these years a request for your earmark pork barrel spending to go back into their districts without having to disclose anything, not even put their name on it, without explaining the amount, purpose, location, and exactly what the money will be used for. None of that has been required until now. This is insanity. Well, the House Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Jenkins Arnold said this will be the new normal in Michigan. And it will be a huge win for taxpayers of our state. You think? The bills that she said is going to be signed into law will force both the Senate and the House to have more transparency in the grant process. Very simply, point blank, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. How did that call get through? Oh, I know, because I didn't have the ringer turned off. Well, the bottom line, when these bills are passed from the full floor sent to the governor. The question's going to be, will she sign them? So I got my little spreadsheet pulled out here. Senate Bill 596, House Bill 4420. That was sponsored by State Representative Tom Kuntz of Clare. I mean, this is just common sense, folks. Really? Common sense for spending earmarks, bringing back pork barrel spending to these districts. We've been operating all these years without these requirements. This is absolutely amazing to me. I did not know that a sponsor of an earmark didn't have to provide all this information. I've read stories. I've talked about earmarks. I've talked about money coming back. You remember I wanted to question Senator DeMoose. Why did we have to have $15 million given to the city of Traverse City to do a study on the Great Lakes? Still, I haven't got an answer on that one. Don't even know what the money was spent for. What was the study about? PFAS? Asian carp? What was it? Still have no idea. Well, we're going forward now, and evidently, if these bills pass both the Senate, the House, go to the governor, get signed into law, we will now have somewhat some transparency on earmarks. So we'll be continuing to watch those two bills. They've been added to the list. I'll update the computer, and it will alert me whenever there's going to be a trial. Hearing, public hearing, any information going forward on these bills before a floor vote and sent to the governor. Now, one of the other things, let's see. Nope, don't have enough time. We're going to get to this story on the other side. Actually, we got one, two, three. We got four of them here in the next hour. So we'll get to these, what they're doing in Lansing. Again, what we're going to do for the next couple of, well, actually a month. Because deer season starts November 15th, runs till November 30th, so they can celebrate Thanksgiving. They come back for about a week in December, and then take off for Christmas. We'll talk about all of that, what's happening in Lansing. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1770.